if we look carefully through the next couple of parshiyos, it's not so many interactions between Rachel and Leah. And the Torah, for good reason, they don't really tell us what goes on a day-to-day activity in the homes of all the individuals who are mentioned in the Torah. However, in this week's parsha, we have two unbelievable acts of kindness that were done from Rachel to Leah and from Leah to Rachel that really is beyond exemplary, that would make you think they were the closest and closest of sisters, despite the fact that we have no real indication from anything else. The first instance is after Yaakov had worked 7 years and was getting prepared to marry Rachel, and Laban switched him around. So Yaakov suspected this might happen, and he had prepared Simanim that he would know it was Rachel. And Rachel taught that to Leah so that Leah should not, God forbid, feel embarrassed when Yaakov feels, oh, this isn't my wife, and he would realize what had happened, and there's no way he ever would have ended up with her. And if you think about it, just imagine that scene, how embarrassing that would be if you think you're going to marry someone, and then they're like, I'm not marrying you, you're not the person that I'm destined to marry. That would be one of the most humiliating things that could possibly happen. And Rachel did not want to see her sister have to go through that at all, and was willing to give up her marriage at that time to Yaakov Avinu to spare her sister of any embarrassment. And later on in the parsha, when Leah's having children at a rapid pace, and Bilhah and Zilpah had their children, and it gets up to the 11th child, and Leah was really pregnant with a boy, and she davens, do not let me have a boy, switches over, and she ends up having Dinah, ends up having a girl. And the reason she did this was at that point that at best case scenario, Rachel's going to have one child, which is going to be less than both Bilhah and Zilpah. And she did not want her sister to have to go through that. And it's just an unbelievable display of what it means to be a sibling, what it means to be a Jew, to really, really care about another individual and to make sure under no circumstances can that person be hurt. And it would be a lot of anguish and even Chas Shalom, Rachel didn't get to have any children, and the anguish that she might have, Leah wanted to make sure that did not happen. It's just an incredible act of what it means to be there for your sibling, no matter what, through the good and the bad. Have a wonderful Shabbos.